this is in your favor, it's not in your favor, you know decision comes from there. He says you won't even waste your time going for litigations, wasting your time on court cases, you just turn your attention to Allah Ta'ala. So when this reality comes and you perform that to it, and he carried on with his food. So when a person got the reality of this food, then Allah Akbar, one person went for a dawah by the king, and he was just enjoying and eating, like we say, I ate till my neck. And now he ate till his neck, he can't even walk properly. On the way he met one Hakim. This Hakim told him where, he said, I'm coming from the dawah of the king. But girl, you'll still get depression. Our Shaykh explains that our Dada Shaykh says one Hindu there in Karachi, he got married to a family girl, very, very beautiful girl. And he wasn't so beautiful, but he was very rich, he had adamant, he must get married to this girl. He got married to her, hardly 1-2 months, but this nisbah, this connection with Allah. How will we know? Then, so Hazrat, so beautifully, Hakimul Ummat after all, the wise personality of the time, he said, Khaja Sahab, when you became baligh, when you became physically matured, did the doctor have to tell you? Did your mother have to tell you? Did anybody have to tell you? You knew already that you became matured. Automatically, when that wiring is taking place, and we regularly attend, we make our zikr regularly, then see when the inspector comes and just check everything is right, one switch and that current will come. One switch and you'll get wusul to Allah, you'll be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you'll see as you progress, now you just want more and more. Juju dawaki, bimari barti gai. Allah ta'ala used to send that person. On that time, and used to do the work as he wanted. As I say, one day I went to visit him and he had some coconut water or milk, whatever. And he said, Hazrat, let's drink. Hazrat was about to drink. He said, no, first let us make dua. That Allah put the right effect of this in us. Put the right effect and let it benefit us. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرُ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ I am a human being like you, but my difference is, we all look like stones here, but I am that special stone, that special diamond which the Kohinoor, all the best stones in the world cannot compare. I get wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm Allah ta'ala's most honorable creation. So, and who has taught us the subject matter? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taught us the greatest subject matter, the best subject matter, the subject matter of Tawheed, that have made of Musliman, that we should submit to Allah ta'ala, and this yaqeen, this reality has to come into our heart. This is the subject matter. Where can the richest man in the world, the creator of the heavens and the earth, oh Allah, I turn my attention, now I'm focusing. So as you coming towards Salah, you bring this focus in you, that oh Allah, this yaqeen I bring in me, this submission, wal ardha hanifa, and I'm hanif, I'm not inclined to any direction, I'm not extravagant on the one side, or go on the other side, that you realize that oh Allah, only and solely for you, will we bow down. We won't humble ourselves, become zaleel to anybody besides you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know only you can give us. That is why we only worship you. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. And O Allah, we beg from you all the time. You are the only one that can assist us, O Allah. And when a person now leaves this great court of your master now. Now you have to leave this great court of your master. Allahu Akbar. Now, remember the same subject matter. Allahu Akbar, an intelligent person and a person and real eloquence and perfection is that when you had appointment with a very, very great, please put your heed in my heart. Put your reality, O Allah. You come in my heart. You become mine and make me yours, O Allah. Let this reality penetrate my heart. When a person's got this reality, Allahu Akbar, he is living a life of a king. That person is living in a great enjoyment. He's got nisbat of a king. He won't humble himself in front of anybody after that.
Everything and all treasures belong only to Allah Ta'ala. Another thing they said, يَقُولُونَ لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ کہتے ہیں کہ البتہ اگر ہم پھر گئے مدینہ کو. And they said that if we have to return and we go back to Medina Sharif again, لَنُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ To nikal diga jiska zor, but with that power, not only did they exile the Jews from Medina Sharif, but they controlled the world at that time. They went out throughout the world and they conquered the whole world. So when Allah Ta'ala gives, when a person is loyal to Allah and His commands, Allah will give that power also. It is not this outward power that a person has. Lekin munafiqeen nahi jante. Where can these poor munafiqs who haven't got iman in their hearts, where can they understand? Many Orientalists, people, professors at university who have studied Islam but they haven't accepted Islam. They know about Islam. What do they know of the Qudrat of Allah? What do they know of the power of Allah? What do they lay him? And Allah will not even look at those people. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. And Allah will not purify them of the wrongs which they had done. They won't be purified. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them will be a painful punishment. So three groups of people for whom there will be four types of punishment.
Also the clear order that Muslims should never befriend the enemies of Islam who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they can never be your allies. However, to have such relations with them which is not intimate friendship, but instead it is more like sympathy and kindness to them, particularly when they are also in Nabi alayhi wa sallam had made peace agreements with all of them. But in any event, since they were Jews, they were hostile to the Muslims in every regard, and they always looked for an opportunity to try and harm Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. So thus these Banu Nadir, they tried to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a verse, كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The Islamic philosophy of economics have been now outlined here, that Islam is not a deen which wants to see that wealth remains in the hands of a few elite individuals of society, the wealthy amongst them. Which the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveys to you, hold fast to it, hold fast to it, and that which he prohibits you from, stay away from it. For this is a clear proof that just as the Quran Majid is a binding authority in Islam, that similarly the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a binding authority. It would have been smashed into pieces through the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the great status of the Quran Majid. In the last ruku, Allah Ta'ala, the last three verses, Allah Ta'ala mentions many of His great attributes and qualities through which the great majesty and grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be understood. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, sahabi radiyallahu anhu, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiyallahu anhu, he had informed the people of Makkah concerning this confidential information. He had passed it on, and it was not because of hypocrisy or anything else, but just to appease them, particularly because many of his family were still with Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala mentions that فَمْتَحِنُوهُنَّ, then test them and see whether the actual motivating reason for them making hijrah was deen and Islam, or it was some other reason. And if you are satisfied that because of their Islam, bringing Islam, they made hijrat, then don't return them to the kuffar. And the status to practice on the injunctions of deen, and one is to convey those injunctions of deen to others. If a person is not doing one, doesn't mean he is not allowed to do the other. If he doesn't do both, he will be guilty of now committing two sins. So now, even if you are not practicing, but you can still preach, and Allah Ta'ala praises them. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala then mentions the prophecy of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who already in his time had told his people that a Rasul will be coming to you, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who will confirm the previous scriptures, and his name will be Ahmad. One of the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also Ahmad. This prophecy of around, even though Allah Ta'ala says, the enemies of Islam, the mushrikeen, they detest and abhor it. Further on, Allah Ta'ala invites the mu'mineen that join with me in a business venture. Hal adullukum ala tijarati. In other words, then bring true iman on Allah and His Rasul, and make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala with your majid, to purify the people, spiritually cleanse the people, and also to teach them the kitabullah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The condition of the people of before, particularly the Jews, who had been given the Torah, but they did not fulfill the rights of the Torah and the injunctions. Allah Ta'ala gives the example to say that they are true Muslims, but Allah Ta'ala Himself says that these people are liars. And Allah Ta'ala says, we testify ourselves that they are liars. They are just putting up a front. Their outward conditions seem very, very good. Their bodies, they are beautiful, and they have good outlook. If we had read just one extra Subhanallah, how much more we would have got. Each one will realize that he had now, he had left behind golden opportunities to even get better conditions and stages in the year after in Jannat. So that's why it is called Taghabun. Mention of Qiyamah is also made here, and many other injunctions besides in that regard have been mentioned here. And the last surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Tahrim, mentions, the incident is quite in detail, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to please his wives for some incident which occurred, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made unlawful upon him something which was lawful. Mention these verses. Then the order that a person should now save himself and his family members from the fire of Jahannam. It's also the responsibility of the head of the household that he is now particular not only of the material things of the dunya he provides for his family, but also sees to their dini affairs.